Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Member Forum Video is brought to you by PSEU Co-op Solutions, Connective, and Despite Impossible. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the PSCU Co-op Solutions Member Forum here in San Antonio, Texas. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Ivana Spadier.
Spadier.
There we go. You say it better than me. Well, Ivana, nice to meet you and nice to see you.
Nice to meet you, Mike.
Yeah. Well, thank you for taking time. I know you're busy here at the conference, but thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with me for a few minutes and talk about data.
Yes.
Yeah. But before we talk about that, what are you hearing in the hallways? What's the buzz that you're hearing? What are you talking to folks about here?
I would say the big buzz is all about data and AI.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah. AI. How do we, you know, extract value from this data? Mm-hmm. What do we do with it? How do we connect with our members? So mm-hmm. that has been the big buzz I've been hearing.
Okay, yeah. Well, which is kind of segues nicely into our conversation as well. So what's the power of data beyond the transaction? Because I think that's a big question people want to know.
So, you know, transactional data is very powerful in itself. We get to learn a lot about the member, how they're engaging with the card, how they're spending their money, where they're spending their money. And it can also give us a little insight into, you know, what is happening in their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But beyond the transactional data is really that enriched data that we're layering in on top of the transactional mm-hmm. data, really getting to know that member a bit more.
Is this all about kind of the goal here is personalization or even hyper-personalization in some cases? So that's where the data really comes in handy.
Absolutely, right. Knowing more about the member so we can help the member.
Yeah. Down to the individual basis as well. So expand a bit more on what is enriched data.
Sure.
There's all sorts of data out there. You can go 1,000 ways with data. So share with me what enriched data is.
Sure. So we just talked about transactional data. Enriching that data is really getting to that next level or that deeper level of knowing more, not only about the member, but their household, where they are in life, and also the surrounding area by way of our geospatial data and our geospatial analysis, really understanding the footprint mm-hmm. of those members and the branches. So we're not only focused on the member, mm-hmm. we're also expanding beyond the member to the credit unions and seeing how can those credit unions potentially expand their branches to serve the underserved.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Excellent. And so what are some specific examples of how credit unions have successfully utilized enriched data to improve the decision-making processes?
Sure. So one main use case, especially when we talk about the geospatial data, is really understanding, again, that footprint and you know, helping those credit unions maximize those opportunities, understanding, are they in the right footprint? Are there opportunities to expand the branch or close branches, to meet the needs of those members? Additional use cases could be, you know, catering those products and services to that lifestyle of that member. Looking at, you know, maybe we have a demographic that is affluent, so catering those products and services again to that particular demographic. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, at the end, all of this and data and understanding more about the member, to your earlier point, it offers those personalized connections which foster long-term relationships with the credit union.
Yeah, you want to build trust, you want to build loyalty, do this stuff right here.
Absolutely.
Sure. So, I mean, the significance of this, I mean, I think we just kind of touched on it. If you want to build the loyalty and trust, I mean, I think that's the end game here, right?
Yes.
Is to, you know, have those members be, you know, have the primary financial institution.
Yes.
So that's the big goal for the credit union. I think this goes along with getting to that goal, right?
Yes, it certainly does. Again, it's that personalization, knowing who Mike is, what point in life Mike is at, and therefore catering to that, to Mike as the member.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, my credit union does a great job at that, and it continues to reinforce my loyalty in them for sure. So, and I look at them, yeah, they get me. They know who I am. So I really appreciate that from my credit union. And lastly, oh my gosh, are we going to go down the AI rabbit hole here? Ivana. So how does AI play a part in all this data? This is a whole other episode.
We can't talk about data without talking about AI. I look at AI, particularly machine learning. It is a toolkit. So I think that the way that it plays a part is identifying what is the problem. What is the problem you're trying to solve with this data? And using AI, particularly machine learning, as that toolkit, reach into that toolkit and identify what techniques would best serve for the problem to extract those meaningful insights from the data that our credit unions can action on and make that change for those members.
I think we're at the infancy of this right now, for sure. We're just on the cusp of some big stuff here. And I think, and you know this as well as anybody, but your AI is only as good as your data, right?
At 100%.
So yeah, so it's all based on that, right? So
absolutely.
Get your data ducks in row.
Yes.
And your AI will definitely help you out for
Absolutely,
sure.
Absolutely. All about, again, making those personalizations, connecting with our member to where they are, especially where they are in life.
Yep, indeed. Well said. All right, anything else to add before I let you go?
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
You did great. Well done.
Thank you, Mike.
There she is. Ivana, do I dare go?
You might as well do it one
Ivana
more time.
Ivana Spagier.
Perfect.
Oh, wow. Got it. Fourth time's a charm. Member 4 video is brought to you by PSEU Co-op Solutions, connective and despite impossible.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.